alarming new product out there that allows men to seal their urethra shut with a sticker before sex.
Why?
In order to protect anything from getting out or in to the penis. It's called Jif Tip. Jif Tip.
Jif Tip.
It's almost as if we made it up. Jif Tip. Go, 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 go,
go, go, go, show. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
We're going to start this our 7th anniversary.
Happy birthday,
yes, Jaquetta. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Hey You Know It.
Yeah.
Yes, 7 years of podcasting.
Can you believe it? I remember when we first started doing the podcast, I told someone, I'm going to do a podcast. They're like, what would you do that for? Like, screw you.
Yeah.
Like, why do you do anything?
Yeah.
For fun and amusement.
Yes.
So we can get together in a darkened room in the cold.
Yeah.
And do this.
And then speak. And then
talk. Yeah. About sharks and, you know.
Whatever we want to talk about.
Vampires or whatever.
Vampires and advice and Jason Bateman. And
who, by the way, people, we got a tweet from one of our fans telling us that Jason Bateman is killing it in the Netflix series, The Ozarks.
Yeah.
Suggesting that we might want to talk about him again at some time. So maybe in year 7, we can go back to Bateman.
We're going
to
resurrect Bateman.
Yes. The week of Bateman. Maybe. Maybe.
Could be.
Yeah. Lucky number 7. All right.
Yeah. But remember, it was just the two of us and one microphone.
Yes. Two ladies and a microphone.
And we thought, gosh, we'll do it a couple of times and see what happens.
Yep.
And we kept going. And we have all you beautiful people joining us every week.
We have hundreds of episodes. Someone a couple months ago said they binge watched from the beginning, or binge listened from the beginning. That person's a trooper.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like a trooper.
So we have, over the years, listeners who have been in touch with us with the emails, with the tweets.
Yep.
Participated in the shot program, have gone to iTunes and given us
reviews.
5-star reviews, we've read on the air.
And have just been lovely in general.
Yeah, all of you. So
we
love joining you every week.
Yeah.
And thank you to those who have given us a little jingle in our pockets.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a little coin.
By way of a PayPal donation.
Exactly.
So we can buy ourselves some wine.
So we can get some more wine.
So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, so do you want to start off with 7? That's what we're going into.
Yes, it's our seventh year. So what is the meaning of number 7?
I always thought it was a lucky number, but I found that, in some cultures, I think it's an unlucky number.
It's unlucky in some, and then it really means like, the number 6 means harmony.
Huh? I'm talking about 6.
I know, and seven awakens desire within us.
Oh, really?
We all understand that there's a higher purpose to existence. 7 dangles this in front of you, tempting you to pursue a goal, to follow a dream.
It dangles it in front of you?
Yeah, 7 knows that in the process of doing so, you could become all you can be and might even change your mind about what it is you should be pursuing.
Wow, I didn't know 7 went like that.
7 did it.
7 puts demands.
Yeah.
That gives ultimatums.
Yeah.
6, you could just do whatever.
Yeah.
Don't care. 7 is like not having it. Wow. And that's from numerology.
Yeah, but that's, I think the tarot.
Okay, from the tarot.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I had no idea.
So another significance is of 7.
Okay.
And the Bible.
Yeah, I saw a lot of biblical 7.
Yeah.
Because 6 is bad, right? 666.
Oh, right. Yeah. Get to 7 and you're on safe ground again.
Yeah, 7th heaven. Right?
Yes. No animal could be sacrificed until it was 7 days old.
Wow. Why is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like animals put that one in. Give themselves time to escape.
Jesus mentioned 7 parables and 7 woes. There were 7 letters to the 7 churches in the book of Revelation. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's my favorite book. That's the one at the end, right, with the monsters?
Yeah. And
the fun one you never get to in Bible school.
And the Lord said he would discipline Israel up to 7-fold, up to 7 times, if they refused to obey him.
So that's a negative thing.
Yeah. There are 7 things the Lord hates that he mentions.
7 things that just God not down with? Okay, what is it? Top 7.
Yeah, and also in Revelations, there were 7 angels pouring out 7 bowls of the wrath of God.
That's right.
Yeah. Lots of sevens.
Didn't they have seven horns?
Yeah, they had seven horns. Everything is sevens. Everything,
now I'm remembering it. I like that chapter. I thought that was fun. I'm like, more of this. Oh, it's the end.
And then there were seven pairs of clean animals that were received into the ark. And
who
I was like,
they?
I know. I was like, who's the clean animal?
I don't remember all
and all
of
those
stuff.
Filthy animals.
Yeah. Who was the filthy? Like a catfish? Don't let him in.
Yeah. He's a bottom feeder.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, he could come in, but he's not clean.
Yeah.
Because there's the top seven.
You know what? He snuck in. We didn't even see him.
Okay. So, other meanings of number seven. There's seven is the number of perfection, security, safety, and rest.
Okay. Which dangle that in front of you. Get a load of me.
Let's see. There are seven colors in the rainbow.
Okay.
Of course, 7 days a week. Doy.
Yeah. So, is it seven numbers? Was that when the... Was it in the Roman numeral system? Something like that.
Yeah.
What other sevens?
So that movie seven with Brad Pitt. In the Roman numeral system. Seven letters.
that movie with Brad Pitt that was confusing.
It is seven.
Yeah.
And then on Seinfeld, they thought the perfect name for a kid was seven.
Yes, why?
They thought that was like a really cool name.
Mm. It's a prime number, so it's got that going for it.
Right. Opposite sides of the dice always equal the number seven when added.
True. And I've heard that when you're playing craps, you shouldn't say seven?
No, you're not allowed to say seven. Mm-hmm. It's seven. It's common superstition to say the word seven is bad at the craps table. Players prefer to refer to the number seven as it.
Wow.
And some players may even refer to seven as the devil.
Wow.
Which is interesting because now there's a resurrection of Stephen King's book, It, which is now another movie.
I am horrified by that.
So
have
scary.
You seen the previews for it?
Scaring
I was
the
scared
bejesus out of
the
me.
First time when they did the Tim Curry one, and I remember reading it maybe in high school, maybe at the end of high school, beginning of college, and being creeped out by Pennywise the Clown. But with the way CG is now, it's so much more scary. Like, there's nothing scarier to me than looking down a drain.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Seeing some eyes down there.
Yeah.
Because in the preview, they showed, like, the eyes and the, you know, it's clearly a clown, which already
that
is fucked up.
Is...
And it's like, hey, you want this balloon? It's like,
so
no,
come
I don't
down
fucking
here.
Want that balloon.
We all float
yeah.
down here.
No, thanks.
No, nobody floats in the sewer. But, yeah, I read that, too, and I had nightmares.
Yeah, I had nightmares. I'm having nightmares again.
And watching the Tim Curry thing, God, oh, my God. He was wonderful,
this
wasn't
guy who's doing it now is even creepier.
Really?
It's even creepier. I kind of want to go see it, but I kind of also
so should we see it together?
Scaredy cat. Yeah, maybe two scaredy cats together.
Yeah. And we'll see it during the day so that it's light when we go back out again.
It's not going to matter because the scary thing about that clown is that he comes out during the day.
Oh, no. We
I know. That's the worst one. Okay, moving away from that.
Okay. Well, here we go. In Japan, there are seven lucky gods.
Okay, seven lucky gods. We're back
seven
in
lucky
the
gods.
Light.
They have a ship called the Treasure Ship.
Mm-hmm. Hey. That sounds Japanese.
Yeah,
they're a happy fun ship.
Yeah, they arrive in town every new year and give gifts to all worthy people.
Uh oh.
They have not gotten a gift
I know.
From these people.
They're like, even if you did show up, you didn't get anything.
Yeah.
You're not worthy.
The seventh day of the Chinese New Year is known as All Men's Day or the birthday of everyone.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool.
All right. I'm going to put that on my calendar.
Birthday. I like it.
Now.
I've never been able to properly celebrate Chinese New Year because it happens at a time. Is it in February?
Yeah.
And it's either too cold or stuff is going on.
Yeah, you're supposed
to
give like a red envelope to your elder with some money in it
or
something.
Go down to the dragon dances.
Oh, children all can receive the red envelopes.
Yep.
With money inside.
Those that I know about. Again, something I've never received. I rebuke the seven. It dangles the red envelope in front of me. Snatches it away.
The Big Dipper has seven stars.
Okay, well there you go.
Yeah.
Problem solved. Seven that we can see.
Yeah. There are seven Cherokee clans.
Okay.
It's just a lot of interesting sevens.
Seven?
Yeah. What do you have?
I have here. Okay, so I looked at it. So this is our seventh year.
Mm-hmm.
If you are celebrating a seventh anniversary.
Okay.
Here are some traditional and modern gifts associated with. This is for a wedding anniversary, but it could be for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Copper. Wool and desk sets are traditional and modern gifts. I remember as a child learning like what you're supposed to give people their first year,
their anniversary,
their 10th year. I don't know what happened to that kind of stuff. I guess they're trying to keep it alive. Here are a few more celebration ideas. Copper or wool. Copper means prosperity, good luck, and good fortune. couples who celebrate their seventh wedding anniversary can indeed celebrate good fortune and finding one another. All right, so copper means prosperity, good luck, good fortune. Wool represents comfort, durability, and security. I feel like I'm selling wool.
Yes, four-season wool.
Yeah, bought to you by wool. Wool.
Wool. Pure premium wool.
Yeah.
Wool.
Pure premium wool. Listen, Roman brides touch the threshold of their new home with wool before entering.
Oh.
That's kind of, or their sheepskin, just fling that in.
Yeah. Look, I need this look.
In the Old Testament.
I'm going to need this Roman, this Italian guy.
Yes.
You kidding me?
I'm putting wool down like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing over there? Yeah.
Pressing wool, don't worry about it. So in the Old Testament, it says Proverb 31, whatever, describes wives of noble character as women who select wool and spin a yarn with an eager hand. Oh. Just trying to make a buck, or it's a euphemism.
Spin a yarn with an eager hand.
With an eager hand.
I like that.
Spinning yarn with an eager hand. Straight out the Bible. Old Testament. A desk set. That's a practical gift that you can combine with a spouse's interest, such as golf or collecting. I don't know how. Are you going to combine golf and a desk set?
That's an odd combo. Yeah.
Whatever. Seventh anniversary of the gemstone is either a yellow sapphire or an onyx. The color is yellow or off-white. This is not going to suit very many people.
No.
That doesn't go with a lot of people. The flower is the jack of the pulpit.
I'd like it in jaundice, please. Yeah, I have a nice wool.
Wool.
Golf
scurvy.
Shirt.
I want a scurvy color.
Yeah.
Jack in the pulpit's the flower. So this is how you could celebrate your seventh anniversary. Watch the movie Desk Set together. What is this desk set thing?
What?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Toast one another with hope. Good luck.
Good luck to you, Jaquetta.
Good luck to you, Katie. And say that we will have comfort, prosperity, and security. Purchase tickets to a show to go together. Oh, you can also get the person a sweater made in the Aran Islands. Of Ireland, specifically.
Oh, okay.
Those sweaters, apparently the pattern is known as marriage lines. It has twists and turns that represent the ups and downs of marriage. And then I put, it can also unravel. Just like a marriage.
Yeah, I know, right?
If you pull the thread.
Yeah.
You could purchase copper framed share of stock in a major company that has meaning to you. How romantic.
Yeah.
Here's some Walmart stock in a copper frame. Happy seventh. Like, what is it, 1920? I don't know. These are some other gifts that you may give your loved ones. Wool lined gloves, a copper box, seems like a threat, copper wind chimes, a wool blanket, a copper door knocker, you know, replace the tin one that you have.
Yeah, right, give me some of that copper.
The onyx or yellow sapphire jewelry, okay,
we
be
can
careful
have,
with that.
We can have just a Moscow mule in a copper
cup. Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We could clink Moscow mules, and that looks yellow on the inside, right? Copper bookends, a copper telescope.
You know, as one does. And the
I
gift
already have a
scenario.
Telescope. He should know that.
Well, this is copper.
This is copper. Okay. This is some of the things that you can do. You can stuff a copper box with a love note. Stuff it.
Stuff it.
A book on romance. That's rude. From your husband or wife, or, you know, partner, whatever. Like, here, you might want to brush up on this. Mm-hmm. Chapter 7, Beeges. Love coupons for Beeges. Pictures of the two of you.
Love coupons.
Yes, love. That's going to be my new... My new service. Love coupons for Beeges, people. Get it. You're not getting what you want? I got a coupon for that.
Yeah.
A knit a wool scarf. And this is my favorite one. Create a roadmap describing a trip to take together where there are lots of sheep.
What are you going to do?
I have no
idea.
What?
Are you going to get out and shear them?
When you get there.
Are you looking for the lamb to get
you bring
that?
Your eager hands.
And yes, and spin a yarn.
And spin some
right,
yarn.
Fresh off the back of a sheep.
Yeah, while he's still standing there. Like, what the hell?
Excuse me.
Just get it started, yeah.
Oh, right, my God.
What do you have? It's so weird, a map going to a sheep farm.
Yeah.
From
no
New
kidding.
York? That's going to be a long trip.
No kidding.
Very long trip.
They got the four R's.
#NYC.
All right. Well, I have advice on advice.
All right. Advice on advice is a segment we've been doing for 7 years. Where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
We improve upon it by giving our advice on the advice. Hence, advice on advice. Yes. Snappy.
Yeah, this was one of our first segments that we did.
Yeah, we were so excited. We're like, we got a real segment. We're not just going to come on here and chat.
Yes. So, this is Dear Prudence.
Oh, classic.
Yes. Okay. Now, At a friend's daughter's birthday party, I commented that the birthday girl still needed a birthday spanking. Uh-huh. My friend kicked me out of the party. And I soon discovered that she had unfriended and blocked me on social media. Apparently,
that comment didn't go over well.
Apparently, she thinks that remark makes me a pervert. It was a joke, and I certainly didn't intend to give the spanking myself.
How does that make you a pervert?
And now I've noticed that some other mutual friends with children have also unfriended me. Huh? How can I clear the air?
That's so innocent.
This is... get rid of them because your friends are dumb.
Yeah, they're
stupid.
That was
an old tradition.
And they should know you.
They should know better.
That you're not a pedophile.
Yeah, you're not a pedophile. And if they don't understand that it used to be a thing where people got birthday spankings.
They should know that.
That's like a common knowledge thing.
I've been to some children's birthday parties, my friends' kids, and they still say... They still make jokes about being spanked and things like that, and spanking each other. They know what it is. They don't do it.
So your friends are dumb.
Yes.
And be farewell and good riddance
Goodbye.
To them if they don't know something very, like a simple part of our culture that we used to know.
So this is the middle of the party, and she was like, skirt.
Yeah.
Music stopped.
You're a pervert because you want to spank my child.
Get out.
Get out now.
Get out now, and now I'm unfriending you. That's so bizarre.
That's such a crazy
thing. Yeah, something else is going on. It has nothing to do with this woman and her comment.
We used to even do spanking machines.
Where you would line up or something?
No, like your friends would all line up and you spread your legs to make a tunnel.
Oh,
and then the birthday
person
has to crawl through and everybody smacks your butt on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now they don't actually, of course, they don't do birthday spankings anymore, but they do a thing. They sing a song called Skip Around the Room.
Yes, we used to do Skip Around the Room. I did it at summer camp and it was annoying because it was in the mess hall. It was huge. Mm-hmm. By the end of that skip, you're like, please, God, I need some water. But people would always try to, like, spank you as you went by.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whatever, it's funny.
It's just, and it's kids.
Yeah.
It's not, God.
It's not like, you know, but it's okay in a frat setting.
Okay, so here's the advice.
Okay. I hope it's the same one that we said that, forget about these people.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I've never heard of this tradition. Okay, so she's dumb, too.
Yes. Really? Have you never heard of this tradition?
And I had to look it up to verify that it is apparently a kind of thing that, or once upon a time. It's probably for the best that this custom is diminishing in popularity. In general, even if this was something you grew up with, it's best not to joke about spanking someone else's kid, even if you're close with their parents.
Really?
If, like me, your friend was not familiar with the birthday spanking, Lord, what an expression.
She said that?
Yeah, that's what she has in parentheses.
What is wrong with people?
They likely found your suggestion to be jarring, shocking, and wildly inappropriate. Even if they had been familiar with the tradition, I think it still displayed bad judgment.
Really?
Anytime you find yourself...
Maybe this is a generational thing.
Yeah, anytime you find yourself justifying something that you said, I certainly didn't intend to give a spanking myself, it is a sign at least that you're not making the best possible choices. Sometimes jokes are bad. Sometimes it was a joke is not a rock-solid defense one might wish it to be.
Boo. So this is the new Prudence? Did someone take Prudence
over? Yeah. So she doesn't know what this is either and is like, well, you're making a joke about hitting...
Really?
This is...
Okay, you know what? Good luck to these people. You're better off not having anything to do with them. These people are, I hate to use the term snowflake. Mm-hmm. I say thin-skinned.
Yeah.
And inflexible. That's absolutely ridiculous.
If someone if you had no idea that this tradition existed, and someone said, oh, they need a birthday spank, you'd be like, what are you talking about? Explain yourself.
Yeah, what do you mean?
What does that mean?
Although it's quite honest. It's quite clear what it means, I think, from the context of it.
Yeah. No, but if you had no idea that people
I would ask what
that.
It is.
Yeah.
What do you mean by it? Oh, well, when we were growing up, what was a thing? You would pat, you would pretend to spank someone. You give them one spank for every year.
Yeah. That's it. And they say, nobody does it anymore.
Okay.
That's the end of the conversation.
Yeah,
unfriending.
Bizarre.
And to make this person feel like she had done something wrong and there's something wrong with her.
But also, too, like, are we at that point in society where you cannot make a joke? I mean, I must be just offensive.
Yeah.
Like, everything, you know what I mean? Like, I can't be around these kind of people. Are you kidding?
This is more like, just like, did you know people used to do this kind of thing?
Yeah.
It used to be a thing.
Who knows?
Terrible.
And it's in a lot of cultures have something like this.
Yeah.
With birthdays. And if we go back, I think we might have talked about this in other birthday episodes, like kind of things people used to do on a birthday.
Yeah.
You know? All right. Mm-hmm. Boo. Boo. I think that was bad.
Yeah.
So speaking of weird stuff, when I was a little girl, because we're doing things around seven, I saw this musical on TV. Seven Brides with Seven Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever see this? It has that big dance scene that white people go crazy about, where they're like,
I remember seeing the commercials for it. I didn't see it, though.
So
I thought it was just terrible. I was like, that sounds like...
I did, too.
All the brothers.
Yeah, I'm like, seven brides for seven brothers. Like, this doesn't sound right, you know? Like, I'm living in a rural area. I'm looking around at people like, I don't know.
It seemed very,
something is wrong.
Something's going on in the mountains.
I remember watching it. So it takes place in the 1850s. When I was a kid, whenever I saw things that were before, like, say, maybe the 50s, mm-hmm. I didn't know what the time period was.
Okay.
So I thought, I'm like, are these people carrying on like this recently? Like, when is this?
Yeah.
And I don't think, it was 2 hours long, so I probably didn't even watch the whole thing. So I looked it up. Here is the breakdown. During the 1850s, Millie, Jane Powell, mm-hmm. a pretty young cook, marries Adam, Howard Keel, a grizzled woodsman, after a brief courtship.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He knew how to pull her back by the hair or something.
He was a real lumberjack. And that's exactly what I was thinking as a kid. Like, I was like, why would anyone go to live with these seven dirty men?
Yeah.
So, when the two return to Adam's farm, Millie is shocked to meet his six ill-mannered brothers, all of whom live in his cabin.
Ew.
She promptly began, and I don't think he mentioned it. It was like, surprise, bitch, you're gonna be living with like seven guys. She promptly begins teaching the brothers proper behavior, mm-hmm. and most importantly, how to court a woman.
Oh.
Now, here's where it gets weird. And this is what I remember thinking as a little
girl.
But after the brothers kidnap six local girls during a town barn raising.
What?
A group of indignant villagers tries to track them down.
What? Wait?
This came out in 1954.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. And it always left a bad taste in my mouth. So I'm not a huge fan of musicals. And I think it's because a lot of the musicals that I saw when I was a child were shady.
Yeah.
Like The Mikado, you know, like that kind of, or like Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
There was always a weird element to it of like some woman, like this
being kidnapped.
It's going to
be raped and it was like
assaulted or, you know, forced to do something against her will. But then
it's always sold into servitude somehow.
But and I guarantee you that these six local girls, after the kidnapping, probably fell in love with their captors.
Mm.
And that's how you get the seven brides for seven brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So this has one of the best dance scenes ever, apparently. It's super corny. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think that's the barn raising scene.
Where they go and they
where they bring everyone to this barn raising. I think they dance with these six errant women. Whatever.
Yeah, and then
they kidnap them. And then the indignant villagers, I guess, try to find the girls.
Indignant.
Yes.
Indignant is not quite the
word. No, it's not that they were offended. Someone snatched their daughters.
Yeah.
Right? Like off the face of the town.
Against,
against their wishes. All they know
is to be held
as
sex slaves.
They let, you know, Belinda and Maggie and whoever else go to a dance.
And
they didn't come back.
They're gone.
And now they're gone.
And now
everybody knows that there are six women gone and there are six nasty brothers in that cabin. And these girls have not come back. So, Seven Rides for Seven Brothers. I also thought the musical, I mean, just the music is corny as well. You know, it's worth having a look at it again because I want to see how they pull this one off. I want to see how they dance into a kidnap. And I want to see indignant villagers burst into song with torches or oxen or whatever they had going on in 1850 to sing these girls back. And then I want to see these girls decide to stay in captivity, singing, dancing. In the
dirty cabin.
With these nasty,
unwashed
men.
Well,
now they've been refined. So, basically, the woman teaches them how to appear genteel so they can snatch these women.
Oh, okay. Like Ted Bundy style.
Yes. Okay. Out of clean air.
Yeah.
But yeah, weird, huh? Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. If you look back at a lot of premises from movies that we saw when we were younger, they seem absolutely terrible. There were some movies I was looking at. It was funny in the 80s to spy on women in the shower. Remember
that? Yeah.
Now, it's harassment.
Mm.
It was also funny back then to dress as a woman to sneak into a place to see naked women.
Yeah, that was a great thing.
You know. So, yeah, seven brides for seven bros. Did you see this musical?
I did not see it, no.
I'm surprised you like musicals.
I do like musicals, but I did not see that one, and I didn't understand the story of it either.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
I found old fairy tale books in my mom's attic.
Ooh, those are
and we were all
fun.
like cleaning out her house, and I had my nieces and nephews, so we took a break, and I said, okay, I'll read you some of these. Boy, I had to stop every other sentence and tell them, okay, so when the young princess got lost in the woods, and then the man was hiding in the bushes watching her wash herself in the river.
Yeah.
And then he comes out and is like, I couldn't help but stare at you while you were, I don't know you. I'm like, look, no.
This is not appropriate. But these are cautionary tales. I think in a way, they were telling women, look, be careful because there's some nasty guy
in the bushes.
Hiding in a bush.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunately true in a lot of situations. Right? Like, I don't know about the bathing in the pond. I think they put that in.
Yeah.
But
it's just like the whole, there was some guy doing something against a woman's will.
Yep.
And then coming up and being
tales.
Like, look.
Yep.
And now we're getting married.
And that, yeah. Ta-da.
By the way, I just saw you and I like what I see.
I have six brothers at home. Surely you can civilize them so they can snatch more women who are bathing.
Yeah, how about this first guy? How did he even get the one?
You know what?
Was he the most, like, docile?
I'm going to have to watch it now. I have no choice but to watch what is probably an incredibly offensive and corny musical. Yeah. I know it's of its time, but I don't care. In the 50s, it wasn't okay to snatch women.
Yeah. But who wrote this? And why did they think it was? And how they pitch it?
You know, it probably had great music. Yeah, great numbers.
But the story must have appealed to the powers that be. Yeah, it's
It's 1850, so they're doing the pioneer thing. Mm-hmm. And I think if they're showing the pioneer thing, snatching women is, pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Right? That's how you found the country. You're not going to do it with seven brothers just whipping it out in the, the shed. You need ladies. All right, what do you have?
Hey, You Know It is a free podcast, free of charge, FOC.
Free as a bird, free falling even. Well, it's free for listeners.
We put a lot of hard work into this.
Editing and online hosting is frankly thirsty work. It gets pretty dry in this studio, and we love a tasteful white wine. If you like our style, consider buying a gal a drink. We've added a PayPal donation button to heyyouknowit.com so you can show us some love with a one-time or recurring donation to cover a little something from the vine.
For $5, you'll be hooking us up with a happy hour glass of tasteful white wine, a 4-ounce pour. For a 10 spot, we can split a bottle of wine from the bodega across the street. For $15, we can kick it with a jug, because who are we kidding? For $25, you'll be making our dreams come true with a box of tasteful white wine concealed with a Mylar skin. Box of wine. I have Tales from the Campfire.
Ooh. So this is a special birthday Tales from the Campfire, where we find birthday tales on the internet of myth, of fake lore, folklore, scary stuff. We would tell them here around the digital birthday fire. So
gather around, listeners. Okay, this one is called Antique Doll.
Ooh.
And I looked at the picture of this doll.
And Katie showed it to me, and I'm horrified. It had a lot of teeth.
Yeah.
It's the teeth are as out of place as they would be on a bird. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, so it's like, it looks like a burnt up doll.
Yeah.
With these
with some
pointy filed teeth.
Yeah.
Okay. On the morning of her birthday, Lucy's mother woke her up and told her a package had arrived in the mail and it was addressed to her.
Okay.
The girl hurriedly unwrapped the gift and was horrified at what she found inside. It was the most disgusting old doll she had ever seen. It was completely bald and its skin was cracked and caked in dirt.
Ew, I would have returned the sender.
Yeah. The worst thing of all was its teeth. They were long, pointy, sharp, and beastly. They looked like animal's fangs. With a shiver, she took the doll and threw it in the corner. Her mother scolded
her. Wait, stop, hammer time. Why don't they ever just get rid of the doll at that point?
Well, she had to get it out of her hands and then
return to sender.
Well, she's not going to hold it and put it in the box. She is recoiled.
She's repulsed. She flung into the thing. Re-gift.
Yeah, it's like, when you put your hand into something
and then you
come out with a spider.
And you fling it, as one does.
Yeah. Her mother scolded her, telling her that someone had gone to a lot of trouble to send her this antique doll.
Classic mom movie. Oh, it's hideous, but...
Someone. Yeah. Her mother told her she better appreciate it.
Bitch, you appreciate it. Put that in your room.
See how
much. In front of the mirror.
Yeah.
By your bed.
Lucy tried to protest, but her mother wouldn't listen. She forced the young girl to keep the doll. So to put her mind at rest, Lucy stuffed the antique doll into a little cupboard under the stairs, behind a pile of shoes, where she wouldn't have to look at the ugly, evil little thing.
Kid style. I just put stuff in front of it.
Yeah. It's going to block it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was not until a few nights later, when Lucy was lying in bed, that she heard a noise, a shuffling sound, which went on
and
for...
a munching.
Oh, right.
Of shoes.
It went on for about 5 minutes, then a brief dragging noise, and finally scuttling, like light little footsteps walking very fast. Mm-hmm. Now, Lucy was shaking in her bed with fear, unable to move. Then she thought she heard a faint, raspy voice whispering quietly from downstairs. Lucy always kept the door open and the landing light on, as she was scared of the
what
dark.
What did it say?
She heard the voice say, Lucy, I'm on the first step.
I'd be like, that's your last step.
Then loud scrambling again as whatever was speaking apparently turned tail and returned to its place of hiding.
Huh?
Yeah. Lucy was so scared she didn't sleep a wink that night, but laid in fear until the break of dawn when her mother got her up for school.
What would you do?
Well, first of all, you got this dysfunctional family where the mother is in denial about this stuff. So she's got big problems.
Yeah,
she's got a load of problems.
So Lucy has to handle this herself.
Yeah.
If I were Lucy, I'd be like, you're on the first step. Hold on. Baseball bat.
Yeah.
some boots. I'm coming down.
Lucy tried to explain to her mother what happened the night before, but was so tired that when her mother passed it off as just a dream, she began believing it might be the case. So she's
like,
not being gaslit.
I could be tripping. You're right.
Yeah. It's a denial.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
It didn't happen.
Of course it wasn't. Lucy begged her parents to let her throw the antique doll in the garbage, but they insisted it was a present and she had to keep it. So Lucy reluctantly went back to bed, telling herself it had only been a dream. She checked the cupboard under the stairs.
It was all a dream.
Yeah, but the doll was exactly where Lucy left it.
Okay,
so
yeah, because it went back.
Yeah. That night, Lucy fought sleep, but she eventually drifted off.
Are you going to do the voice again the same way? I hope you remember how you
did
the first
time.
No,
I'm forgetting. Okay. Okay, she fought sleep. Presently, she heard.
You know.
The deep, disembodied voice woke Lucy again. She wondered if she could only hear it in her head.
I feel like, yeah, your training. Use your training.
Okay. I have no idea what I did.
Cash that check on the training.
Lucy.
That was good. We were looking for consistency. All right.
I'm on the fourth step.
What happened to the steps 2 and 3? It
jumped up on there.
It's getting fancy now. Right. Like, I don't have time to say every time I do a step. I'm just going to let her know where I am.
Yeah.
How many stairs are there? We don't know.
We don't know. But Then came to scuffling noise, and the voice didn't reoccur that night. Lucy was crying by now. Again, she didn't sleep that night. At school, Lucy told her friends about the doll. And, of course, they laughed at her.
Oh, not even one of them?
Not even one was like, God.
It wasn't one. Like, Anastasia was like, girl, I feel you.
Lucy could only think that if the doll was climbing up 4 steps at a time, there was only one more night to go.
Oh, nice.
All right. That night, Lucy decided to shut her bedroom door. When her mother turned her light out, she asked why Lucy was no longer scared of the dark. Lucy replied that she was, but she could leave her light on in the hall instead. The mother pointed out that the bedroom light was so bright it would keep her awake, and she said no.
Mother is... with people? It's so bizarre to me when children have fears that their parents... I always say to people when they're like, oh, my kids are afraid of... Were you ever afraid of anything as a child? Remember that. It's real for you as a kid.
Yeah.
There's something going on. The world is frightening to you, or there's dysfunction in the home, and you're personifying it with this monster.
Yeah.
And that's normal.
Yeah.
But I don't like when people are always like, yeah, there's nothing to be afraid of. There isn't.
Yeah.
Right? Really? Exactly. As an adult, you know what I mean? You know that there's things to be afraid of. As kids, they can only theorize.
Yeah.
You know? And then somebody gave her this busted-ass doll.
And then parents are like, you keep that doll.
Yeah, you gotta
keep
it.
With the pointy teeth?
Yeah. I would put it in their room.
Yeah. Therefore, Lucy agreed just to sleep without a light. She opened the bedroom curtains instead to light the room a little anyway.
But it was a dark and stormy night.
Yeah, so as she began to doze, she heard the noise. And then the voice came very clear this time. Lucy, I'm on the top.
Who is that?
It's clear.
Lucy, hello.
Well, the stage direction was very clear this time.
Okay. I wonder if you were like a Ricky Ricardo. All right, sorry.
Lucy, I'm on the top step. Well, that doll, said the mother.
Huh?
Now they can be together forever.
You lousy bee.
Yeah, what a bee. And I tell you, I didn't print any of these out, but the comments after it was like, what is wrong with that mother?
The worst mother ever. Yes.
It was all that mother stinks.
Hope she doesn't have any more kids. Look what happened.
This is terrible.
Wow. That's a good one. I like that. That's creepy.
Yeah.
All right. So I have, speaking of the worst mother ever, I have the mother of all penis news.
Oh.
Brace yourself.
I'm braced for this.
There's an alarming new product out there that allows men to seal their urethra shut with a sticker before sex.
Why?
In order to protect anything from getting out or in to the penis. It's called Jif Tip. Jif Tip.
Jif Tip.
It's almost as if we made it up. Jif Tip.
A Jif Tip.
I can't even make a joke about that. It's already there.
You don't want anything coming in and out of your penis?
Jif Tip.
Jif Tip is for you.
Jif Tip is designed to offer a less intrusive way for men to put a lid on things. To cap it off, if you will. Jif Tip is trademarked. Well, thank goodness. Described as an adhesive, flexible sticker covering just the urethra. Mm-hmm. For the containment of urine and semen. I feel like what they did is they went to a Staples. And you know those little round stickers? They're sheets that
The little dots.
The little dots. I think that's what they're...
That's probably what it is. Yeah.
The stickers are currently being sold in a 3-pack. 3 stickers for $6. They were designed to replace condoms as a more convenient and less intrusive way to cover yourself up. Okay, I'm going to just let
Couple
you know now. As
Couple
somebody who... works, you know, sees penises and has seen them as, you know, in a sexual manner. Mm-hmm. If I see a sticky dot on the end of a penis coming at me, no.
It's nothing.
It's going to end up in me.
Yeah, of course.
If the sex is vigorous.
All I thought about was the adhesive. What kind of adhesive does that sticker have?
Mm-hmm. And when's it going to give out?
When does it give out? Does it hurt taking it off?
Mm-hmm.
How much...
The small print on the site notices that this is not a condom and is not approved for STIs, which used to be called STDs, or pregnancy prevention purposes. So what's the point?
What's the point? Yeah.
The slogan is, feel your partner, feel freedom, feel safe. Jif Tip.
But it doesn't save you from anything, from pregnancy or STDs.
It says it's merely for pleasure, enhancement, and convenience.
Convenient for their bank account?
I have no idea.
Because it doesn't do anything.
The company that puts it out there is called Summona. To which I said, Summona. Summona Global Limited. And they have...
Global? They went global already. But the limited.
Limited.
For a limited time, because this product is not going to work.
They have a timeline of development. So I hope the first picture is someone doing like a bong hit or something like that. Because I don't know where this idea would come from.
Mm-hmm.
In the timeline of development. Like, it wasn't like there was a team of experts sitting around.
Oh, my God.
So the Jif Tip began as a desperate attempt to avoid condoms. You want to avoid condoms? Do it in your hand by yourself.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say. Or be with a partner, and that's it.
Yeah.
Take your chances.
Yeah.
So they evolved the product, which is available to be beta tested today. No one wants the beta test of a Jif Tip. Jif Tip. Why don't they call it Dick Tip? That's mine. I'm going with Dick Tip. Let's be honest about it.
Okay.
Dick Cap or something like that. There's no evidence to suggest that this product is safe or effective. It could be painful. The product is supposed to bond to the skin, which lets you temporarily close up your urethra. Gentlemen, do not close your urethra under any circumstances.
Don't close it. It just sounds like a bad thing to do.
Yeah, so you can enjoy real sex. Not the fake sex the rest of us have been having without Jif Tip all these years.
Oh, my God.
A spokesperson for Jif Tip, when they contacted us, said, hey, don't knock it till you tried it. There's no evidence to suggest the product is safe or effective, and it could be very painful. That's what people from the Family Planning Association said. As the company says themselves, it isn't approved to prevent pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections.
So there's no reason for it, except the fun exercise of putting a sticky dot on your penis.
But no,
why would
no partner is going to allow you? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't care if you're sleeping with men or women.
Nobody's
going
to want you to do that.
It just doesn't seem like a good idea.
No.
What's wrong with condoms?
Yeah.
I don't know why guys are such, condoms work.
Yeah.
They're great. They're easy and they're cheap.
Yeah.
In many cases, they're free. This seriously is a sticky dot from the office supply section in Target. It really is. And the worst case scenario is going to be that this is inserted somewhere. into an orifice, whatever, and when it's removed, that Jif tip is not on the penis anymore.
Yeah, yeah. It's somewhere else. On the wall.
It's wherever. In your ear, whatever. Wherever you're putting this thing. You know, now you got it stuck on your uvula, whatever.
Yeah.
So that is my, the worst, that's my happy birthday penis news. Jif tip.
Oh, that's fascinating. Jif tip. I tell you, these people.
Yeah. Although I still say they should go with dick tip.
Yeah. Well, you should write them.
Yeah.
I should let them know.
And let them know. Just the Jif tip should be their slogan. Just the Jif tip. All right, what do you have?
I have, taken a little trip around the world finding the weirdest birthday traditions.
Okay, cool.
And find.
Spanking.
Okay.
Apparently, so that's super weird.
So apparently, yes. If you don't know how to read or talk to people, yes. You don't understand this used to be a thing.
Yeah, it used to be a thing. Obviously, your friend didn't invent it.
Yeah. I said to say, you know, the nursery rhyme, Monday's child is fair of face, mm-hmm. Tuesday's child is full of grace, Wednesday's child is full of woe.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
W-O-E. Me too. No, or I'm Tuesday. I don't know.
It's not woe.
Yeah. Well, I said to somebody who I found out her birthday was, she was born on a Wednesday.
You get cut off.
And I said, oh, you know, you're not full of woe, W-O-E, you're full of woe, W-H-O-A.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, what are you talking about?
Oh,
I have
goodness.
No idea what that means. And I had to explain. I'm like, you know, from the nursery rhyme.
I guess people don't do those anymore.
Yeah.
But you know what I found interesting? Because I was in I was in some high schools or somewhere, but I went to an elementary school. And they still sing from the time of the plague, Ring Around the Rosie.
Yeah.
Still. Amazing.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah, they're still singing.
That's it's classic and timeless.
Hundreds of years later.
The plague song.
The plague song.
Children.
We all fall down.
All of you, join hands and sing the plague song.
Yep.
It's time.
They were singing it. And these were, what I thought was most interesting is that because I work with people, mostly children and adults who are learning English, they were all immigrants.
Mm.
So I'm not sure how it's filtering recent immigrants as well. You know what I mean? So it's interesting. Their parents picking up or where it's coming from? I don't know. All right.
All right. So going around the world, weird birthday traditions.
Okay.
In the Caribbean, mostly in Jamaica, an individual of any age can expect to have a birthday celebrated by having huge amounts of flour thrown at them by friends and family.
Really?
Yes. It's worse if the really unlucky ones to be covered in water first.
Oh, no. I'm just thinking a lot of people are like, my hair!
Yeah, it's just
flour and water.
Yeah, you get your makeup done.
Yeah,
nice outfit.
You're feeling good.
Yeah,
everything's irie. Next thing you know,
yeah. In Hungary, the Hungarians will wish an individual good luck by pulling on their earlobes.
I never heard that or saw that when I was in Hungary. I know saying happy birthday takes like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it happens.
It's a long word.
It happens just before the opening of the birthday presents while a song is sang that translates to, God bless you, live so long as your ears reach your ankles.
Huh, that's interesting. I like
I didn't
that
know
one.
How you were going to react to that.
Yeah. Like, okay, cool.
In Germany,
like, do your ears hang low? That kind of thing.
In Germany, there's a long-standing tradition where single men turning 30 are required to go out and sweep the steps of the local church or town hall.
Wow. So you can see all the single guys out there like, oh, fine.
It's supposed to give them the chance to show off how good they are at cleaning.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. Okay. In Canada, there's nose greasing. This is where a young boy or girl is pinned to the floor while their nose gets smeared with butter.
Okay. I guess that, you know, not only would you have been thrown out of the party for that,
yeah.
Probably the cops would have been called.
Yeah, yeah. So you're the reasoning, you're too slippery for bad luck or negativity to get a hold of you.
Okay. I wonder how this is actually practiced nowadays. There must be some, like, light version of it.
In Venezuela, they're going to push your head into the birthday cake.
Okay. That's really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to Switzerland for my birthday because what they're doing... The parents will hire an evil clown for their child's birthday. The clown won't only look terrifying, but will also follow and torment the birthday girl or boy before putting a pie in their face for good luck.
Are you serious?
That's awful.
That is horrifying.
That's a tough
one.
Although
I like a pie in the face.
The pie in the face is all right.
Always good.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So there's a lot of evil clown work?
Yeah.
Get your pie ready.
In New Zealand, they get ice cream and sprinkles on toast.
Okay.
That's all right.
I mean, kids are like,
I like bread.
Yeah, whatever. Sugar, ice cream, some carbs, sure.
Okay. So, in China, what they do, when a child is born, they're already considered a year old.
Okay, yeah.
It just makes sense.
Yeah, there's some other countries that do that, too. I mean, you know, they're about a year old.
So their first birthday is actually their second birthday, and on this day, a child will be placed on the floor surrounded by objects. The first object the child picks up is thought to determine what they will be when they grow up.
I hope no one threw down, like, a beer.
Yeah.
Like, if someone dropped a cigarette on the floor, it's like,
And other birthdays, they don't get a cake, but the child will be given a bowl of noodles, which they must put into their mouth till they can't fit anymore.
Oh, okay.
Which is, like, for that's me, every other day.
Yeah, that's called an Italian restaurant. That's how we do it. I like that one.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do for our anniversary?
What are we
going to
do? We usually have a nice, we do something.
We usually go to a restaurant quite early in the day and are the last people there.
Yeah, and we use a Groupon. We get a Groupon.
We definitely use a Groupon.
We get a three-course meal with a bottle of wine.
Yeah, and then we order more wine afterwards.
Yeah.
And we tell them, don't worry.
Yeah.
We're going to get more. So that's probably what we'll do. We'll do this
that's
year.
What
we'll
get
a Groupon and we'll kick it off. I just want to say thank you for seven years of Hey You Know It.
Yes, thank you, Jaquetta. The same to you. Seven years of Hey You Know It. And thank you to all of our guests and listeners.
And listeners, anyone who has enjoyed this podcast, whether we've ever heard from you or not, we'd like to thank you. And everyone who's ever been on the podcast, thank you as well.
Yes.
Another 7 years.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.
Katie and I are looking at the door
because it's making
noises.
A creaky sound.
Yeah.
I can't. We have to close that.
All right, we have to close the door. All right, I can cut this out. Keep going. It happens every once in a while on the podcast. But I have to cut us out getting freaked out.
It's like.
We can't open it.
I know. I just want to make sure everything is closed.
Just close it.
I just can't. Oh my God, after thinking about Pennywise,
it's creepy. We have to go see it. The only way we're going to get it out of our system is to go see this movie at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
During the daytime.
Lucy, I'm on the first step.